The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And you know what that song means? Time to welcome in our chief economist, our friend, the soon-to-be attendee, presenter at the Unite IE Conservative Conference. That's right. Stephen Moore in Southern California, April 29th. Get your tickets right now, am590.info. You will not want to miss it. And Stephen Moore, give him a follow, at Stephen Moore. Committee to Unleash Prosperity.com is where you get the newsletter. I think I got it all in. Stephen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jen. Great to be with you.
Now, I hate when we have nothing to talk about, so I think I want to ask you about what you think the Cubs look like. The Cubbies, how are they doing in spring training, okay?
Yeah, there's nothing going on in the world.
No.
This has been one of the most chaotic weeks.
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
All right,
so give us your take on, we have not talked since the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank. Give us your take on that. It's quite personal for California because Gavin Newsom has an angle in all of this as well. But tell us first about yours, Stephen.
Yeah. Good morning. We have an item in the hotline that just came out today, just summarizing all the conflicts of interest that that Gavin Newsom has in terms of this bailout of the Silicon Valley Bank. He is a depositor there. He has loans there. He has financial interests in that bank, and so he negotiated this. I think if he were ethical, he would have recused himself. And can you imagine if Donald Trump did something like this? By the way,
I know.
Can you imagine? It would be the headlines in the New
York
Times.
They already have the impeachment proceedings going, and Adam Schiff would be wearing roller skates doing pirouettes. I mean,
no,
it would be great.
They wouldn't have the impeachment hearings. They'd have the guillotine.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Stephen, I had said about this was I offered up the prospect he probably should have recused himself, but he's also governor. He's got a lot of his people, and there's a lot of money in that bank, so I get you got to talk about it. But he should have come clean right off the bat. Like, even if he was giving a speech, he should have said, hey, I've got investments here. They've invested in my wineries. I want to make this very, very clear. Yeah. And just be open and honest about it, and he would have at least softened the blow a little bit.
I agree with you, Grant. I think the fact that he didn't disclose this openly, it just smells bad. So, but anyway, that's the small part of the story. The big part of the story is I just want to explain very quickly to your listeners how it is that we're seeing this these bank failures, and I think you will see more. By the way, I should say at the start, if you have an account in a bank, if you have deposits, those are fully insured, so you don't have to worry about – you don't have to run to your bank and pull all your money out.
Unless it's over $250 in your bank like you, Steve. I mean, you're going to have to spread your money around a little bit.
Yeah, those millions and millions of dollars I have.
They're seeping out of your pockets, all those dollars.
I was presuming that you don't have a huge number of millionaires and billionaires listening to your show. Who may be there, but I don't know anybody who has more than $250,000 in a savings account. So what happened here was very simple. That week after week after week, we've talked on your show about the fact that the federal government is borrowing trillions and trillions of dollars it doesn't have in the most massive spending spree in American history and an incredibly financially reckless one under Joe Biden. And so what happened was that the inflation rate went up from 1.5% under Trump to 9.2% under Biden. And so the Fed had to start raising interest rates to pull some of that money out of the economy and to drench some of this this inflation out of the system. And so the interest rates went from 0.5% when Trump was president. Now they're up to 4.5%. So a massive increase in a very short time in the interest rates on these bonds. Well, guess what? If you're already holding a long-term bond and their interest rates rise, you're screwed, right? You're losing money. You're treading water. And that's what happened with a lot of these banks, including Silicon Valley Bank. And so their arbitrage play on interest rates, flipped on its head, and it meant they lost a lot of money. And so that means that it's just another reason why we have to get this government spending under control, or else we will see a spate of bank failures. Now, the good news is the big banks, like Bank of America, like, Citibank and Wells Fargo, they are in fine financial shape. They have huge multi-billions of dollars of reserves. But some of these smaller banks, you know, they could be in some trouble.
So, Stephen, let me ask you this from a, I guess, an econ perspective, all right, or a question on how this works. So you invest in treasury bonds, and the bond says we're going to pay you back an interest rate of, say, 2.5% or whatever it might be at the rate. Can you not just sell the – so if I put $1 million into that bond, I get 2.5% on that bond. Can I not just sell the bond, or do I have to wait for the maturity to take my $1 million back out? Like, why does it lose value? So it's not like a savings account?
Yeah. Because, well, it's a great question. And so here's the problem. You've got this bond that gives you a 2.5% interest rate. Think anybody wants to buy that right now?
Yeah. No, can you not just sell the bond back to the bond holder?
What happens is you have to sell the bond, but you're going to sell the bond back for less than you bought. It's like if you buy any kind of merchandise and it goes down in value and then you sell it. You're going to take a loss on it. And so that's what's happened. You know, what these banks did was they bought all these long-term bonds, and the interest rate fell, so their value significantly fell. Because if you were going to sell the bond, nobody would want to buy it except at a discount. So those bonds dropped by about 20 to 25% in their value.
So this is a liquidity problem then, because you still, if you put $1 million in, you're still getting 2.5% on your $1 million while it sits there, because it's not a loss until you take it, but you can't get the liquidity out of it. Is that right?
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. And a lot of these banks, you know, these bonds buy and sell all the time. So they're, you know, most people don't just sit on a bond, you know, their whole life, especially the banks. And so that's how they got into this trouble. Now, a couple of quick things I want to say. Number one, Joe Biden lied to the American people when he said, remember when he said this, guys? He said, oh, don't worry, the taxpayer's not on the hook for this bailout.
Right. Come on.
Why? Yeah. Who, if it's not the taxpayers, who is going to pay? Oh, well, bank fees are going to go up. Well, who do you think is going to pay the bank fees?
Yeah, there are no bank fee fairies last time I checked.
Exactly. So this is a bail. And, you know, mate, what sickens me about this is that it's this kind of incestuous relationship between big government and big business and big banks. And, you know, this whole doctrine of too big to fail. I don't think the government thinks I'm too big to fail, or you're too big to fail, or Grant, you're too big to fail. It's the big guys. And this is why Trump won, because I think Americans are sick of these insider trading, special deals for the big rich guys. And isn't it ironic? Last week on the show, we were talking about Biden's plan. Oh, I'm going to sock it to the rich, and we're going to make them pay, and blah, blah, blah. Then he turns around the next week and wants to hand out billions of dollars subsidies to the rich.
And, Stephen, we're right. We're over time with the break. But I do have to add, the government, this is just interesting to me, because the government didn't have to bail the bank out. You could have let someone else come in and try to take it over. Would that have been a possibility?
Well, I think their worry was a bank run,
right.
You know, like we had in 1929. And so they flashed in. But here's the point. At least these people who has more than $250,000 in a savings account? But if you have one of those deposits, it's not insured by the federal government above $250,000. So those people, those depositors should take a haircut, in my opinion. Why should I have to pay for their mistake?
Right. They should know the rules. Absolutely. Stephen Moore will be at the Unite IE Conservative Conference on April 29th. It's a Saturday at the Doubletree in Ontario. We're going to have so much fun. I can't wait. Stephen, it'll be fun to be together in person and meet all of the fans out there who love you every single week here on the program. Get your tickets right now, am590.info, and give him a follow at Stephen Moore. Also, sign up for his newsletter. It's free, committeetounleashprosperity.com. And if you need a book to read, Govzilla. Awesome. Stephen, thanks so much for being with us.
Okay, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.